Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We're wrapping up There Is More in understanding. It's a wonderful thing to understand in restoration. We got about two or three more episodes of this. But there is more to your life than you could begin to imagine. Restoration is a part of your life, and it's written in your energy. Far too many people allow the world to tell them who they are. And one of the things, the most important thing to do is have a relationship to ourselves. People are looking for relationships with everybody else, but themselves. I remember an old Saturday Night Live thing about looking, Eddie Murphy talking about looking for nub in all the wrong places. And one of the things to do is to have a relationship with yourself. One of the most powerful things you could ever do is to self-love. That's the most powerful thing in the universe, because you're just simply loving yourself. You're focused on loving yourself. And in that, you are experiencing what you want to give out to other people. You're attracting it, and it will come in the form of your own energy. Self-love is extremely powerful. It's powerful. You know, if you're loving yourself, you have no problem loving other people. You know, but what people try to do is look, you know, put an expectations on other people to love you when you need to be loving yourself. In this, you begin to really just kind of chase away, you know, those things you call demons. You know, nothing can get your energy if you don't let it. One, that's what, you know, to be honest, in the spiritual world, one of the things is that negative spirits try to feed off of misery. You have to be in a place of misery. That's what they feed off of, you know, misery, you know, unhappiness, you know, gripe. You know, this is one of the reasons why you learn to focus on yourself and choose to lift yourself up, because those things feed off of misery. One of the things my friend Leslie told me, she said her mom said sadness, you know, it brings down your immunity. That's one of the things it brings, you know, when you're constantly sad about stuff, you bring down your own energy. You know, and that's one of the things to remember about your energy, is that your energy wants to lift you up. You know, our spirits are designed to lift us up, to show us our lives. And that's important. As we work on ourselves, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. This is really, really super important. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, knowledge, integrity, honor. These are aspects of you. These things feed your spirit. These things feed your inner self. Your inner self will guide you. You will just know things. You won't have to think about them. You'll just know them. Your energy will remind you. You will have your identity from your energy. You know, once your energy gives you your identity, no one can take it away from you. That's impossible, because you have your identity. It's what you call a knowingness. That's what your spirit will tell you, who you are. The world doesn't give you value. You give yourself value. That's important to remember. We are the only ones that give value to ourselves. You know, no one else can give you value. One of the things that people will try to do is manipulate you with money, their body, you know, trying to coerce you into anything. But one of the best things you could ever do is have a relationship to yourself, because you don't need anybody. You have yourself, and that's all you have to focus on is you. Learn to really focus on your spirit. Your energy is unlimited. Your spiritual energy is unlimited. That's why you're a spirit of love and empowerment. Empowerment will remind you of who you are. You will see yourself as you are. And once that happens, no one can ever change who you are. This is one of the reasons why we always focus on ourselves with love. We will immediately know who we are. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're doing Becoming Marriage Material in this series. And one of the things we're going to talk about is simply, you know, becoming what you want to become, you know, what you want to attract. One of the things that the world teaches people is that they have to get people by their bodies, with your body. One of the things people don't understand is, you know, when you talk about sexual purity, it's not some sort of caste or some sort of restrictive thing. It's a protective thing, because when you begin to really, you know, understand that you are a person of dignity in up, you know, you upscaleness, and you know people should be treating you a certain way. You have a self-respect. That self-respect and dignity goes a long way, because that's how people will begin to treat you. You understand that you are a king or queen in the midst of everything, and you are treated that way. One of the things that people don't understand is about the concept of self-hate. Self-hate will have you looking for love in the wrong places and giving your body to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes around. But when you have self-love, and beginning to love yourself, like I told you, that's really, really super important. Self-love is a powerful thing. And understanding that you are a king or queen is even more powerful, because you begin to act that way. You begin to have a strong dignity and a strong self-respect about yourself. You understand that you should be treated well. You understand that anybody that has toxic behaviors has nothing to do with you. You understand that people should be talking to you and treating you a certain way, or else they find an exit. One of the things that when people have a dirty spirit or dirty energy, an unloving thing, they can't treat you the same way, because it's in them. But our spirits are designed to protect us from that energy, because it's a bad energy. This is why when somebody's not on the same energetic wavelength, they can't be with you. And so they have to be the same energy. You know, the positive energy attracts positive energy. Always remember that. You know, positive people always attract positive people. You attract the same energy. This is one of the reasons why miserable people always attract miserable and negative people. And it's important, because the universe runs on the realm of energy. You attract who you are. This is why you put into your mind, you take a minute to focus on what you want in your mind. Use your imagination. What kind of guy you want, what kind of girl you want, you know, what kind of person you want. Think about their body. Think about what, think about what you desire them to look like. How beautiful you want them. Do you want a sculpted body? Do you want a skinny, body? Do you want, all these things? And just use your imagination to take the time, to picture your relationships in everything. Your imagination is powerful. It's a powerful thing, because it just helps you to focus on what you desire and want. You attract with your own spirit. You have the ability to create your own life. So create what you want by thinking about what you want, what kind of person you want. Don't just assume you're attracting anything, but you just focus your imagination on what you desire, and you will have it in come into your reality. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about There Is More in this series, and really becoming marriage material and understanding that your marriage is one big adventure. I just had my wonderful buddy, Kevin, join us from, he came and visited last week, and it was one of the most joyous times. You know, everybody remarked about his energy. And you see that with his wife, Kevin and his wife, they're just world travelers. They have that energy, that powerful love energy, that radiates from them. It radiates, literally radiates from him. Into the world. I had a friend of mine named Kay that said, his energy just radiated. She loved his energy. And it was really important and really powerful to understand, you and your spouse are one energy. Energy seeks its own. Energy seeks, like energies always attracts. Never forget that. You attract like energies. Positive energies attract positive energy. This is why you're with your spouse, because your spirit, your energy saw them, and so you attracted them. And this is really powerful to understand about energy, your spiritual energy. This is why in your marriage, you work on yourself. You just picture your spouse every day, and you send them, rivers of love. In this, one of the things you begin to do is strengthen your own self, because you're one spirit, you're one energy. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Always remember that. And you just Picture them and you say, you know, may your dreams come about immeasurably, infinitely far above and beyond anything you could ever ask, think, or imagine, because you're one energy. You're one. It, you know, marriage is about being one. This, because things take energy, this will begin to flourish in your marriage. One of the things, this is what becoming marriage material is about. One of the things about marriage is it is what you make it. If you're sowing love into your marriage, you're going to get it. It's going to be multiplied back to you. This is one of the things about sowing it. Things are multiplied back to you. If you're sowing this into your relationships and your marriages, you're sowing this energy into your relationships. It's what's multiplied back to you. It's multiplied back to you 150%. Whatever you're sowing into your relationships, it's all are always multiplied back to you. This is why you take the time every day to sow these positive energy. You know, people that make their partners miserable, that's what you're sowing into your relationships. That's what will be multiplied back to you. And so this is one of the reasons why you want to sow these 13, 14 attributes, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control into everything. Because it's important, because this energy, you know, your marriage is energetic. You decide what it's going to look like. You do this. This is why you picture your partner or your relationships and you send them love. That's an energy and it feeds their spirit. Remember that your spirit always precedes you. Your energy always will precede you somewhere. My buddy Kevin told me he was coming on August 26th, and just like all that month, he said he was coming in October 3rd, and it seems like all the month of just September, things just sort of kind of just, you know, just blossom because, you know, his spirit preceded him. And I've always seen his, you know, he's just got an energy of love. My friend Kay saw that. You know, other people have remarked about, you know, his energy. It's always energy. Your spirit, your energy always precedes you. Never forget that your energy precedes you. People know you by your spirit, your spiritual energy. This is why negative people can't be with positive people. So you change your energy. You take a minute each day and you just love on people. And so you transform your life and become, and you begin to get the marriage you desire. You know, a little bit later, we're going to talk about finance, but I want to give you these tools about your marriage and your relationship. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me.